Welcome to Wemalee Community News, FM 1003. Companies will soon be forced to give fathers flexible working hours so they can play a greater role at home and in childcare. Minister for the Status of Women, Kate Ellis, is set to launch a major campaign to change workplace equality laws and social attitudes to enable more men to share the parenting responsibility. Ms. Ellis said that after creating an equal environment for women in the workplace, it's now time to give men the opportunity to be stay-at-home fathers. She said that she intends to pursue reform of workplace equality legislation through the Parliament to achieve greater choice and flexibility for Australians of both genders. Ms. Ellis added that family-friendly working arrangements are already in place for most women, but that men are often discriminated against in the workplace when it comes to caring for children. Risky behaviour and teenagers have always gone hand in hand, with adolescents naturally a time for experimentation and pushing the limits. But community concern over binge drinking, drug abuse and violence by young people now seems to be at an all-time high. A major three-year research project aimed at reducing teenage smoking, drinking and drug use is currently being conducted in our region. It's called Healthy Schools, Healthy Futures and is being funded by a grant from the National Health and Medical Research Council, as well as the NIB Foundation. The project is led by Associate Professor John Wiggers, who said the incidence of tobacco and alcohol use among our young people remains unacceptable, with up to 53% reporting that they indulge. Associate Professor Wiggers said the approach being taken is not to directly take on the issue of don't smoke, don't drink, don't take drugs, but to deal more with the personality and characteristics of young people and their decision-making ability. He added that the project aims to build the resilience and the problem-solving capacity of young people when they're inevitably challenged with the opportunities to engage in substance use. The project is about engaging people to see themselves as having lots of potential for the future, and it's important for them to protect that potential and make that potential safe. 1003 FM, Wemalee Community News.